This is Communication for Couples, written by Dr. Margaret Sundstrom, read for you by Dr. Margaret Sundstrom. Introduction: what this book is and what it isn't. I have been a couples therapist for 22 years. Before that, I trained in Stockholm, then in Minneapolis, then for two long internship years at a community mental health clinic on the south side of Chicago, where I learned fast that the smart thing I'd been taught about communication in graduate school was often beside the point. The couples who came through that clinic weren't failing because they didn't know how to use I statements. They were failing because nobody had ever taught them how to be in a room with another person who was angry at them without either fleeing or attacking. That's a different kind of skill. It can be learned, but it is not the skill the books usually teach. This book is for couples who have been together somewhere between 5 and 25 years. I picked that range on purpose. Before 5 years, you're still in a phase where most disagreements feel survivable because the relationship still feels new enough to be worth defending at any cost. After 25, if you've made it, you've usually developed a working set of habits, even if some of them are bad. The middle stretch, years 5 through 25, is where most couples either build the communication infrastructure that will carry them through the next 30 years, or quietly stop doing the work and let the relationship calcify into two adjacent loneliness. I'm not going to give you scripts. There are 100 books that will give you scripts, and the scripts almost never survive contact with an actual fight in an actual kitchen. What I'm going to give you instead is a series of pictures. Pictures of specific composite couples I've worked with, doing specific conversations badly and then doing them better. Pictures of what stonewalling looks like at the dinner table on a Tuesday. Pictures of what a real apology sounds like when neither person was expecting it. Pictures of the conversation about money that both of you have been avoiding for 6 years. The picture is the thing. If you can see it, you can recognize yourself in it. If you can recognize yourself, you have a shot at doing something different the next time you find yourself in that exact moment. A word on what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to spend chapters describing what other researchers have found. The research is good, much of it. I'll reference it where it helps. But you didn't pick up this book to read a literature review. You picked it up because something in your marriage isn't working the way it used to or never quite worked, and you want it to. I'm also not going to pretend that every couple should stay together. They shouldn't. Some of the couples I've worked with have used the work in this book to discover that what they actually needed was a kind divorce, and they got one, and they are better people for it. The point is not staying married. The point is learning to be honest with the person you're with, whoever that turns out to be, and for however long. One more thing. My husband Anders, who has put up with me for 31 years, said something once that I have never forgotten. We were having a fight, the kind of stupid fight long marriages have, about who said what to whom at dinner with his sister. And in the middle of it, he stopped, sighed, and said, "Margaret, I think we are both right. And I think we are both lonely about being right." That was the night I started taking notes on what a long marriage actually needs. It needs less rightness and a lot less loneliness. Everything in this book is, in one way or another, about how to get there. Let me tell you how to use this book. Each chapter stands on its own. You don't need to read it in order. If you and your partner are in the middle of a fight about money, skip to the money chapter. If your mother-in-law is in town next week and you can already feel the dread, go straight to the in-law chapter. The book is built to be useful in the moment. Each chapter ends with a section called "Try This," which is one specific thing, usually a short conversation, sometimes a 15-minute exercise, that you and your partner can do together this week. Don't do them all at once. Pick one. Do it. See what happens. Wait a week. Pick another. If your partner won't read the book, that's fine. The book works even if only one of you reads it. The patterns I describe are mutual, but the shifts can be unilateral. Many of the couples I've helped most started with one person quietly changing how they showed up, and the other person noticing, eventually, that the floor had moved under them. Okay, let's begin. Chapter 1: The Communication Problem Couples Don't See. 2 summers ago, a couple I'll call Linnea and Tom came to my office because, as Linnea put it in the intake form, we don't communicate. They had been married 17 years, 2 children,